The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
To the Eric Metaxas Show. Are you afraid of ventriloquist dummies? Do they just creep you out because they seem alive? Well, don't touch that dial. Because you know that one dummy that scares you the most? The one with the dead-looking eyes? Yeah, him. Anyway, if you turn this program off, he'll pop out of a cabinet when you least expect it. He's in there now, listening, right now.
Shh, he can hear us.
And now your host, take it away, big dummy, Eric Metaxas.
What? What did he call me, Albin?
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Well, listen, we've got some exciting news. Folks, you know, this month, until the end of the year, we are doing a campaign with Christian Solidarity International. We had a guest in the studio yesterday just sitting here working on his laptop, somebody that I was going to meet with. And when the show was over, he heard me talk about CSI, and he said, I just want you to know I just gave $250 to buy a slave out of slavery. Wow. And I said, what? You're just like hanging out here. And he was so moved that he gave $250 to buy a slave out of slavery. And I thought, you know what? This is when do you get to say that you have done something this tangible and this significant? I'm thrilled. So I want my audience, I want everybody to participate. And I mean everybody. And it doesn't matter what you give. Not a lot of people can give $250 or $1,000 or $500. But whatever you can give, folks, is for such a worthy cause. Christian Solidarity International. You have to go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com, and you'll see the banner. And I thought, wouldn't it be fun today to talk to our old friend, Kevin McCullough? A lot of people think of him as Votestradamus. But we know him as our friend Kevin McCullough. He's part of the Salem Radio faculty, as Sebastian Gorka calls it. And he's on with us now. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Hello, Eric. Good to talk to you again. And nothing I'd rather talk to you about more. We've talked about so much on your show. But when we talk about liberating people for Christmas and giving them a brand new life, that just gets my motor revved like few things do. So thank you for having me.
It seems, I keep saying like I'm a broken record, but it sounds unbelievable that in this day and age, for very little money, you can buy a human being out of slavery. And these are people that, you know, you can meet them if you want to. These are not mythical human beings from the past. These are people today living in South Sudan who have literally been enslaved by radical Muslims who believe in slavery because their scriptures don't say that it's a bad thing. They have not had an abolitionist movement in their world as we've had in the Christian West. And you can do that with money. And I keep saying to people, do it for a friend. Like, say to a friend, like, you know, I didn't know what to get you, but instead of getting you that like cashmere sweater, in your name, I bought a slave out of slavery, and you don't just get them out of slavery. You set them on their feet with food and with all kinds of things. We get them a goat because that helps them sustain. They can get milk. They can make cheese. And it goes on and on and on. So it is crazy, and I'm just excited about it. That's probably one of our callers now saying, how do I get involved in this? You go to MetaxasTalk.com. You click on the banner. So, Kevin, what is it? What is your experience with CSI? Because the reason we want to have you on here is you're closer to this than we are.
Well, I started to get to know the folks at CSI, Dr. Eibner and the gang, about probably 12 years ago. And there hasn't been a year that's gone by since that our family hasn't decided to liberate at least one human slave every year. And forgive me for being picky about this, Eric, but I don't like the term buying people out of slavery, even though that may be what the listeners kind of perceive it to be. The process is much more nuanced than that, in that the slave owner actually cares about the welfare of his cattle more than he cares about the welfare of his slaves. And that's what CSI has kind of piggybacked onto. They realize this is a very leverageable desire that the slave owner has, and what they do is there's a cattle vaccine that they can't get in North Sudan, and CSI can get it, and it costs about $50 to apply this vaccine to the cattle.
Okay, and I just want to stop you. Yesterday, when I was on my run, sometimes I run in Central Park, I was thinking about this, and I was thinking, I've got to bring this up on the show, and you're bringing it up. This is genius. Yeah. The CSI, they are geniuses. They have figured this out. You're right. They are not buying slaves out of slavery. They go to this slave owner, to whoever this is, and they say, hey, we can get you a very, very expensive vaccine. In that world, they cannot get their hands on this. It's expensive, whatever. And they say, we'll get this for you and for your cattle, so you're going to save all kinds of money, whatever. But then you have to give us this slave. I mean, this is genius. It's why CSI is so brilliant.
It's very dehydrated territory there. And so the cattle, particularly in the dry season, can die very easily. But if they have this novitium vaccine, it helps keep the cattle healthy. And what they'd say is exactly what you said. For exchange of this vaccine, you will give us, and usually the retriever has already identified who the slave is that they're trying to liberate. Now, the rest of that 250, Eric, that you were talking about, goes to the Bag of Hope, which you are also already referred to, where it's much more than just a bag. It's tarps and tents to be able to live in. It's utensils to plant and to cook with. It is a year's supply of sorghum grain that keeps them alive the first year after liberation.
You know what? I didn't know what that was. I saw 2.2 pounds of sorghum, and I thought, what is that? So it's grain.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then another year's supply of seed so that they can plant a crop of sorghum to then be self-sustaining with. So what you're doing with that $250, and man, you were talking about the value of it. And I'm interested to know from the Eric Metaxas audience, if you can't do the full 250 at a given time, could you do 50 over 5 months or 25 over 10? Either one of those will also liberate a slave. So maybe you really understand the passion here, and maybe you really want to make a difference, but maybe your budget doesn't allow that. You can break it up into multiple payments and still liberate a slave this Christmas. And the truth is, Eric, these negotiations are ongoing. So these Arab retrievers, kind of think Underground Railroad from our own history here in the United States, where these Arab sympathetic Arabs to Christians in the South want to have a good relationship. They are going kind of sneakily into these northern towns. They're finding and identifying slaves. They're engaging in these conversations with the slave owners, and then they're able to do this liberation. And it is one of the most rewarding things, because when you understand what these slaves have endured, the systematic rape and mutilation and other things that they have had to endure daily for sometimes 10, 15, 20 years in some instances. A lot of these people will have never owned their own piece of clothing. Some of them will have never had any type of material good, even a fork or a pencil or anything like that. So to not only be given their freedom, but to be given this kind of kit that's going to kickstart their life. And then with CSI's help, they will not only write their story down so that they have an understanding of their own history and give it to them, but then they will help them get back to the place in South Sudan where their family was either from or maybe still at, or a region that is welcoming to slaves that are returning. Maybe they were born into slavery. They don't have a home post back in South Sudan, but there are church communities, and these are all done through local pastors, but they welcome them into. You're talking about taking literally someone who has no self-awareness and no self-determination and giving them an entire life for $250. Come on. What else can you do this holiday that's going to make someone just effervesce with joy? And you know who they thank, Eric? They don't thank America. They don't thank the individual givers. They thank God. They thank the God who made them. Many of them are Christians. They thank the Lord Jesus Christ for this gift that they have been given.
This is so, again, I'm repeating myself, but it's unbelievable to us in the West to get our heads wrapped around the idea that there are people suffering on this level. We talk about the homeless in America. The homeless in America are not slaves. These people have been enslaved. They are healthy. They're being worked to death. They're being treated like animals. And we in the West have been blessed to be a blessing. Many people can participate in this. And I'm asking you folks, if you can participate, please go to MetaxasTalk.com. I'll give you the phone number in the next segment. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com. It doesn't get more important than this. We've got to show what we believe by our actions. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, World Kindness Day was November 13th, and if there's anything the world needs right now, it's a little kindness. That's why we're partnering with the upcoming movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist. We're asking you to share a kind word or deed or tell us about something kind that was done for you by posting your story using the hashtag LoveThyNeighbor. So share your faith by showing kindness and post your story using the hashtag LoveThyNeighbor. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, is now playing.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. Over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show hosts and I have been speaking across the country at the War for America's Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events in cities all across America. We talk candidly about the attacks against our Constitution, the push for radical socialism, open borders, and other issues affecting you and our country. Not everybody could get a ticket, so we filmed the event in Sacramento, California, and Tampa, Florida. These were incredible nights with a few surprises. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. It's a front row seat to watch me, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Sebastian Gorka, and Larry Elder. We discuss the critical issues that are at stake ahead of our next presidential election, and we give you the truth. To watch it now, go to watchsalemmedia.com. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. Enlightenment, compelling, entertaining. You'll learn. Go to watchsalemmedia.com for the War for America's Soul Tour.
There is a battle being fought right here in America. The radical left is trying to silence anyone who disagrees with them. They want to shut you up.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. If we can't speak freely, we can't be heard.
But one film is fighting back. No Safe Spaces.
Every American should see this.
See No Safe Spaces, only in theaters, rated PG-13. Go to nosafespaces.com for tickets.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Neil Diamond's talking to you, Kevin McCullough. Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show, sitting here with Albin Sadar, and on the line, yeah, our dear friend, Kevin McCullough. Some of you know him as Votstradamus. But Kevin, we know you as Kevin, and you are a big fan of the work of CSI. We're doing a campaign with CSI. And, you know, I just want people to know, this is exciting. This is not like, oh, I want to give money to something. Folks, you have an opportunity to change lives. When do you get an opportunity to do it where it's this simple? Where it's this simple. It's kind of like somebody's in jail and they don't belong in jail. They're rotting in jail. And you get to say, oh, if I do this, boom, they're out to get back to be with their families and they can have a life again. Well, that's what this is. This is an opportunity that has been teed up for us by CSI, Christian Solidarity International. We've worked with them before. Many times. They are a tremendously reputable organization. They're brilliant at what they do. And what you just described, Kevin, at how they go about identifying these enslaved people in South Sudan and figuring out how they can approach these slave owners with a deal, right, that enables the slave owner to say, okay, that sounds like a good deal. And they let these human beings out of slavery and into a life. I mean, it seems like a fairy tale, but we can participate. We can do something about it. It is amazing to me.
I call it a modern day miracle, and I really feel like it is exactly that. Every time one of these do get free, and because they're dealing with jihadist Islamic slave masters, there's not always a sense of fairness or rightness to this, and so sometimes even after they've agreed to the release, they have tried to go back and recapture. That's why they walk sometimes 10 to 12 nights at a time to get back to South Sudan. It's all done on foot. Now, thankfully, they have not had that issue for quite some time. And when the world created, more or less, South Sudan, it is a haven for the persecuted Christians of the region. And so it's the world's youngest country. But it is a wonderful, safe place for these slaves that are being liberated. But, Eric, let me tell you a story. Because you're right, it is a miracle. It is a modern day miracle, but nothing for me helps me understand the power of it than just telling a story. So let me tell you about a woman by the name of Abuk Tongtong. Now, Abuk had been her village had been raided when she was quite young. She had an older sister. Both of her parents and her brother were all taken into captivity at the same time.
And what country were they in? This is Sudan?
This was in Sudan. This was during the Civil War. Yeah. This was, you know, a few years ago. They were all marched north on foot. Abuk witnessed her mother and father both be killed on the way north. She was separated from her sister, and she saw her brother die all before she was put into her slave master's home. So she lost everybody. She's all by herself. The slave masters have this word that I don't even use on American radio because its meaning is more disgusting than the most filthy things you can put together in American English. But that is what they call these people. She endures her time of slavery. She's repeatedly raped. She has to work long hours. There's no food. If she's lucky, they give her the scraps off the table at night. But as the slave master rapes her, the woman of the house, the slave's wife, then begins to resent her because of that interaction. So So she gets abused verbally and physically from the slave master's wife. Eventually, an Arab retriever from CSI came up, spotted her in the village one day, said, "Would you like to come with me? Would you like to come home?" And of course, she was even scared to admit that.
Right.
But they ended up securing her release, bringing her back to South Sudan. And one of the things that they do when they first get into the border, there's this kind of recovery camp that they have where they sit with them for days. They make sure they get medical attention. They help them figure out what their Christian name was, if they've been renamed by their Islamic masters. They have to what degree they can offer psychological help and other kind of counseling that's there. And then they equip them with their bag of hope. They get them ready for their journey, and they take them the rest of the way to their home. When she was in the camp, she was obviously weeping upon arrival, and she was so overjoyed. She was afraid she'd never see her sister again. She had not at that time. I think she has since been reunited with her. But there was this just effervescent, unbelievable, unconstrained joy that she was expressing. And when the CSI people were working with her, they said, "Abouk, why is it so, you know, unquenchable?" And she said, "Because I never thought I would come back to my home." And she said, "But please thank the Christians in America who listened to God and rescued me, but tell them, don't stop until they're all home." She said, "Tell them not to stop. Continue to pray. Continue to do what you can to get all of them back home." Now, at their peak, there were several hundred thousand slaves that were still in North Sudan. When the Civil War ended, the world community took care of setting up governments, but they didn't mandate the abolition of the slaves that had been captured. We believe that there are somewhere between 30 and 40,000 slaves still in captivity in northern Sudan. CSI and the people that have given over the years have liberated more than 100,000 just through the efforts of CSI. But those words from Abouk haunt me, Eric, on a daily basis. Don't stop until they're all home. Tell them not to stop. Thank the Christians, but tell them not to stop.
I just have to say, Kevin, first of all, thank you so much for making this real for us. Because, again, it seems wild. It seems abstract. It seems like something out of a fairy tale. It's clear we're talking about human beings precisely like ourselves who are going through hell. What you described, what Abouk went through,
horror.
To see your family killed, this is exactly what the Nazis did with the Jews. They would march them. If you stepped out of line, whatever, shot to the head, you're dead. People would see their family murdered, and they would have to keep marching, and they would have to keep going. It is so inhuman. It is so traumatizing. It is so evil. But I want my audience to think, we all pat ourselves on the back and we say, well, if I'd been around, I would have done something to help. The slavery that happened in the West before Wilberforce ended the slave trade, before we in this country ended slavery, the horrors that people went through, we all would pride ourselves on saying, well, if I were alive then, I would know that I would need to do something about it. I couldn't let my fellow human beings suffer horribly like this. Well, folks, here is an opportunity for you to prove what you say, what you think. This is a situation happening now, right now. It is inescapable. It is very rare that you get an opportunity to do anything about this. Sometimes you just read the paper and you cringe. Hopefully you pray. But to be able to give a little bit of money to do what Kevin has just described, to free people from suffering the tortures of the damned, to be repeatedly raped and abused over and over and over, if we have the power to do something about this and don't, what does that say about us? Folks, this is what the free market is all about. Our government is not doing this. It's up to us. We, the people, need to step up. And so I want to give you the phone number. But you can go, first of all, to MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner, MetaxasTalk.com. There's 100 ways to give if you want to give per month or whatever you want to do, just as Kevin described. But the phone number, if you'd prefer to call, is 800-253-3522. 800-253-3522. I know there are folks out there. You've got a phone right there. Oh, my goodness. You can change a life in seconds. 800-253-3522. I'll give it one more time. Please write it down. 800-253-3522 or go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com. This is absolutely
life-changing. And, you know, Kevin, I see this as such an opportunity. When does somebody say to us, all you have to do is this? Usually life is complicated. You know, you give to an organization and you're sort of hoping that they may be doing something. CSI has already done everything. Now all they need is our money to be able to pull this off. This is how they do what they do. If we don't give, they can't do it. Okay? You can't pay for these expensive vaccines for cattle with nothing. So, folks, I don't know what to say except this is an outrageous opportunity. And, you know, sometimes you hear prosperity preachers talk about sowing a seed of faith. This reminds me of that in the legitimate sense. Do you think that God will not honor you when you do something like this, that you just know it's the right thing to do? It's such a beautiful thing to do, and you don't do it, you don't give to get. But the point is that when you get an opportunity this clear to do something this dramatically, demonstrably, manifestly good, it is just, it's like spiritual warfare. Kevin, I'm so grateful to you for coming on this program. We've got to have you on again in person because there's just nothing more important than this. Thank you so much, my friend.
It's an honor, Eric. Thank you for letting me be part.
It's wonderful, folks. Go to MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the Christian Solidarity banner. Now is the time. The phone number is 800-253-3522, 800-253-3522. Please do it today. Please. Thank you.
And some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. China has reacted furiously to President Trump's signing of bills on Hong Kong's human rights and says the U.S. will bear the unspecified consequences. A foreign ministry statement Thursday repeated heated condemnations of the law and says China will counteract. The beloved balloons flew, but lower than usual in a windy Macy's Day Thanksgiving Day parade after an anxious weather watch. Wind had threatened to ground the giant inflated characters in New York City, but officials announced less than an hour before the start time the balloons could fly. The Hennepin County Medical Examiner's Office has identified four of the five people who died in a high-rise apartment fire in Minneapolis. Three of those victims are women. The fourth is a man. The medical examiner's office says the four died of smoke inhalation when the fire broke out early yesterday. This year, the holiday stress may take a whole new meaning for online retailers. More details at SRNnews.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. Home
Advisor. Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas Show. As you know, at this time of year, we all have a tremendous opportunity to live out what we say we believe in. And I like on this program, we do our best to give you an opportunity that's specific and clear so that it's easy for you. This month, we're doing a campaign with CSI. It's called Christian Solidarity International. You've probably heard me mention it on this program. They are a spectacular organization doing things that are almost unbelievable. They're freeing actual slaves out of slavery. This is in 2019, folks. It's hard to believe, except we have folks that we can bring onto this program to explain it and to tell us stories. I'm thrilled right now to have the executive director of CSI in the United States. His name is Joel Vanderspeck. He's on the line. Joel, welcome.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me. And thank you also for being a voice for the persecuted and for the enslaved.
Well, I keep saying how hard it is for us in the West to believe that people are enslaved. It sounds like maybe we're speaking metaphorically. Maybe they're being, you know, and I realize, no, this is, we have to get our heads around the fact that this is happening. Just because we in the West have abolished slavery does not mean that parts of Africa are not countenancing horrific, genuine slavery, and that radical Muslims believe that they can subjugate people who disagree with them. It's horrifying. It's happening, and CSI is dramatically doing something about it. So I guess I want to know, first of all, if there are any stories you can share with my audience, because it becomes so abstract.
No, absolutely. I mean, to hear figures like over 45 million people enslaved today, modern day slavery, is overwhelming. So I can bring it down to the ground level, Eric, as you said, because CSI has been freeing people in Sudan for over 20 years. And I was just there on the ground, and I met people who have been freed from slavery thanks to CSI's efforts, but thanks to your listeners, because we had the campaign last year, and your listeners stepped up to the plate. They gave generously, and I got to meet some of those people that were freed. I want to tell you about Luelle. She's a 12-year-old girl who was actually born into slavery. Her mom was abducted while she was pregnant with Luelle. She was born into slavery. She suffered the worst type of form of slavery that exists in the world today. She was bought and sold. She was put in a home by herself with a slave master that abused her physically, sexually, spiritually, because she was forced into Islam. And coming from a Christian family, she wasn't allowed to worship, go to church, even make friends with other people her age. Luelle was liberated by CSI earlier this year. I met her when she came across the border with our slave liberator. They had to walk 10 days only by night to stay safe so they wouldn't get reabducted. She came across that border with tears in her eyes, Eric, because those were the first moments of freedom that she ever faced, that she ever seen in her life. And we gave her the survival kit, new tools to start a new life in South Sudan. And I asked her what her hope was for the future. Of course, she didn't think she'd ever see a day of freedom. She said, "I would love to go to school, and I would love to go to church." Eric, I had the privilege of bringing Luelle to her very first church service in her life. And when she was walking through the door of that that mud church, the mud-walled church with the thatched roof and the singing, the incredible African singing, worship music, she had tears in her eyes. And she was able to worship for the first time with her fellow tribes people, with her fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. And she asked us this. She said, "First of all, thank you for helping free me. Please thank the people in the United States that helped secure my freedom." But she said, "If you could please help bring my mom back to South Sudan. I don't know where she is, what part of Sudan, what part of the Muslim area. If you could help bring her back so we could be reunited as a family, that's my biggest prayer, along with the freedom that I have right now." So that's Luelle's story, and I want to thank your listeners. But there's many more Luelles that need our help.
I just have to say, Joel, first of all, the fact that you met this young woman, and it's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you, because this is not just theoretical. You meet these people, you see their faces, you see the joy on their faces, the disbelief on their faces sometimes, because this is the only world they've known. I mean, I want to remind my audience that if somebody is kept as a slave in someone's basement, sexually abused, if that goes on for any amount of time, that is all over the newspapers. We recognize it as a satanic horror to treat another human being like this. And this is going on over and 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 over in parts of the world, and we act as though it's not happening. It is no different than if you have a daughter who's 12 or 10 or 15. I mean, this is happening right now. So if it happens anytime in our country, it becomes a big news story and we cover it as we should. But when it happens over there, nobody's covering it. And it's one of the reasons that I wanted to talk about this on my program, because people have to understand that, you know, when you give your $1,000 to the opera or to the local museum or whatever, I got to tell you, folks, think long and hard about people who are suffering horrors, and you actually have the power to do something about it. I want to tell people, by the way, our website, it's our radio website, MetaxasTalk.com. At the top of the page, MetaxasTalk.com, you'll see a banner you can give. It is unfathomable to me that for $250 we can liberate someone like this from slavery. What you've just described, Joel, of how having to walk with them day after day after day to take them away from their captors. We're going to be right back with more with Joel van der Spek. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now, for years I've been telling you about the 3-week quick start pack that you can get from Relief Factor for under $20, that it's the smart way to go if you're struggling with back and neck pain or shoulder, hip, or knee pain. In fact, I've told you that about 70% of the people who order the 3-week quick start pack go on to order more. But why is it that the 30% don't go on to order more? Well, when Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, surveyed that 30%, many of them admitted that they never gave it a legitimate try. They maybe took one packet a day for a few days and then skipped a day or two, or they didn't do what the doctors who created it recommended, which is 3 packets a day for a full week and then 2 packets a day for the next 2 weeks. That's the 3-week quick start. So when you order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95, tell yourself you'll do what the doctors have recommended. Let's make sure you're happy and in the 70% that is in less or no pain at all. I am in that group. Folks, this stuff can be at your house in just 2 to 3 days. Go to ReliefFactor.com. I do recommend it. I do use it. ReliefFactor.com.
Hello, neighbor.
This Thanksgiving,
it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Rhys, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters now. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
This is Dennis Prager. Over the past few months, my fellow Salem talk show hosts and I have been speaking across the country at the War for America's Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events. We discussed the attacks against our Constitution, radical socialism, open borders, and other matters affecting our country. You need to hear the truth about what's at stake ahead of our next presidential election. Not everybody could get a ticket, so we filmed the event in Sacramento, California, and Tampa, Florida. These were great nights with a few surprises. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. It's a front row seat to watch me, Mike Gallagher, Hugh Hewitt, Sebastian Gorka, Larry Elder, and Michelle Malkin. We discuss the critical issues that are at stake ahead of our next presidential election, and we give you the truth. To watch it now, go to WatchSalemMedia.com. You'll be glad you did. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I am hosting the Great American Wealth Project. It's a free online presentation that will show you exactly what it takes to get wealthy in the bustling Trump economy. It's booming beyond belief, with record low unemployment, record high jobs numbers, record high stock markets, and nearly 12,000 Americans becoming new millionaires every week. But I recognize that not everyone's getting ahead, and I want to change that. Joining me is an award-winning financial strategist whose work I've been following for 15 years. During our event, he'll detail his new number one stock in America, which could be the next stock to create a new set of millionaires in this country. So please be sure to join us for the Great American Wealth Project. And I should mention, you'll also discover how to get my brand new book, The United States of Trump, absolutely free. Just go to O'ReillyWealthProject.com to get started. Again, that's O'ReillyWealthProject.com.
Presented by the Oxford Club.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's ELO. I'm Eric. And I'm talking to my friend Joel Vanderspeck, who's the executive director in the United States of CSI, Christian Solidarity International, who are doing something so dramatic that it's almost unbelievable, and yet it's true. They are freeing people from actual slavery. Yes, today in 2019, in parts of Africa, radical Muslims are enslaving people. It is horrific, but it's real. You barely read about it in the newspapers. I wanted to talk about it on this program because there's something we can do about it. I want to say up front before I talk again to Joel that every $250 you give frees a slave. We can give you the details later, but this is amazing. They cannot do it without our help. They need our money. Whatever you can give. I know there are people out there who can say, you know, for this Christmas, here's what I want to do. In grandma's name, instead of giving her something she doesn't need, I'm going to give $1,000 to CSI. It's going to free four human beings. This is real. There are people out there who can give $10,000. I don't know what you're planning to do with the money that you have, but you could free 40 slaves. This is not a metaphor. This is not hyperbole. This is real. Joel Vanderspeck, you live this, okay? You've visited these people. You know the hell they've endured. I wanted to know if you'd tell us the story of Bach. I have it in front of me here, the 10-year-old boy. Can you share that story with us?
Yeah, I met Bach, Eric. I met Bach earlier this year, and he was one out of a group of approximately 400 people that we freed during that month. And he's a 10-year-old boy. He was also born into slavery. Both of his parents were enslaved, but he was ripped away from his mom and dad when he was just 7 years old, brought into another Muslim family with a horrific slave master who forced him to work each day at his slave master's home.
He's seven years old.
Resisted
seven.
When he was seven. He's 10. He's 10 now, but he was taken from his parents. He was born into slavery, taken when he was seven, and just brought into a room to live by himself. No friends, no communication with the outside world, just at the age of seven, working arduously on the slave master's farm, put in this dark room if he refused to work, without any food for the entire day. That was his punishment if he ever dragged his feet through 18 hours of labor each day. He wasn't allowed to go to school, wasn't allowed to make friends, wasn't allowed to go to church, even though he was from a Christian family, forced into Islam, forced to pray as a Muslim. And then one day, someone came to the slave master's home to negotiate for Bach's release. He was a CSI slave liberator. What we do, Eric, is we offer a cattle vaccine exchange for the human slave who's been enslaved like Bach. And believe it or not, the slave masters, they appreciate their cattle more than they do the Christian enslaved in slavery. And they let go of the human slave so they can keep their cattle alive. That's the negotiation process. We brought back Bach across the border to South Sudan, and I had the chance to meet him there. We document all the stories of the people that we free. And Bach told me that he just couldn't believe that he was actually free. He never thought he'd ever see South Sudan in his life. And he told me he would love to go to school. Eric, I had the chance, what a beautiful moment it was, to bring him to his first day of school. And it's a classroom under a large tree in the African plains. He sat in the front row. It's basically a tree branch that they have propped up as a school bench. And he sat there. And during roll call, this was what was so powerful, Eric. he stood up and he said his tribal name, because when they're enslaved, they're given Muslim names. Their core identities ripped away from them. And during roll call, little Bach stood up and he said his Christian name out loud in his Dinka language. And he said, today I am free, and this is my first day of school, my first day I can celebrate being finally back in my home country again.
See, this is like out of a movie, and you're telling me you were there, you saw this year this happened.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Eric. I saw it. I managed to capture some footage of it. We are going to put it together in a short video. We'll have it on our website. I wanted to say, for those that are able to help free people from slavery, I would love to send the pictures and the updates of those that we free and be in touch with people that let them know the impact of what they're doing by liberating people from slavery, because each story is like Box. It's I've never seen transformation like this, Eric. I've been involved in mission work around the world for over 20 years, but I've never seen the transformation from slavery to freedom, from forced into Islam to being able to go into a church and worship and follow Christ again. This is real. CSI has freed over 100,000 people in the last 20 years, and we're the only organization on the ground doing this in Sudan.
Well, I have to say, it boils down to pure money. There are people in America who have a few bucks in their pockets. Some have more than a few bucks in their pockets. And I just want to say to my audience, folks, it is very rare you get to do something this beautiful with that dirty stuff we call money. You can do something so beautiful and so amazing. Albin and I always say that we want to reward you. We know you don't do this for that, but if you give a certain amount, we'll tell you at other times, or we'll put it on our website. But we want to reward you, give you signed books. Anybody who gives $1,000, we want to invite you to come into our studio. You can pool with your whole family and give $1,000, and the whole bunch of you can come in to the studio. We'll give you all kinds of books and things. Anybody who gives $10,000, and we've had a number of people do that in the past, we can have dinner together, whether here in New York or I just want to meet you and thank you and get to know you a little bit. But to those of you who can just give a little bit, this is holy work. The idea that we have the ability to bless others and to free them, it's just an astounding thing. You mentioned, Joel, you know, 400 people. I did the calculations. That's $100,000. There are literally people listening now who could write a check for $100,000 if they understand the integrity of Christian Solidarity International and they understand what is happening, that they can do it right now. I just want to say, you know, do what you think God is calling you to do. But these are human beings that are literally being enslaved. I repeat myself. It's almost unbelievable to us to fathom that right now, while we're living in a free, wealthy society, that people are suffering like this. I thank God for you, Joel, and for CSI. We're going to be right back for a final segment. Folks, please step up to the plate. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the banner. Do whatever you can. This is amazing that we get to do this. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. As you know, following Christ is a lifelong pursuit. It requires perseverance, and practice makes permanent. A new study Bible for today is the third edition of the Life Application Study Bible. Read by more than 20 million people, it's the best-selling study Bible in the world. The Life Application Study Bible is not a Bible for a season. It's not for a New Year's resolution. It's not just for hard times. It's a Bible for all times, with more than 10,000 newly updated and expanded notes, charts, maps, timelines, profiles, and more. The Life Application Study Bible is the most complete single-volume Bible ever compiled. It is just what you need to apply biblical teaching to your everyday life. As you train for the race God calls each of us to, the Life Application Study Bible is the companion and coach you need by your side every single step of the way. For who you were, who you are, and who God has called you to become for all times. Learn more at lifeapplication.com. That's lifeapplication.com.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. China has reacted furiously to President Trump's signing of bills on Hong Kong human rights. It says the U.S. will bear the unspecified consequences. A foreign ministry statement repeated heated condemnations of the law and says China will counteract. Also on SRNnews.com, wintry weather temporarily loosened its grip across much of the U.S. Just in time for Thanksgiving, after tangling holiday travelers in wind, ice, and snow, traveler Tyler Perez tells KGO-TV driving through the storm in Northern California wasn't difficult.
It was really wet, really slippery, really windy, but for the most part, it was okay.
California's main north-south Highway 5, which was shut down early Thursday in Southern California, as heavy snow softly blanketed the region. The beloved balloons flew, but lower than usual, in a windy Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade in New York. This is SRN News.
Hi, this is Hugh Hewitt. Now, over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show host and I have been speaking across the country at the War for America Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events in cities all across the United States. We talked candidly about the attacks against our Constitution, the push for radical socialism, open borders, and other issues affecting you and our country. Not everybody could get a ticket, so we filmed the event in Sacramento, California, and in Tampa, Florida. These were incredible nights with a few surprises. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. The front row seat to watch me, Dennis Prager, Larry Elder, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, even Michelle Malkin. We discuss the critical issues that are at stake ahead of our next presidential election, and we give you the truth. To watch it now, go to watchsalemmedia.com. You'll be glad you did. That's watchsalemmedia.com. Again, for the Steelers fans, watchsalemmedia.com. And thank you.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Hey there, folks. As you know, during this wonderful holiday season, we give gifts all the time, and it's a joy to give gifts. And I just want to tell you that I am really thrilled that I get to represent Christian Solidarity International in asking you to give a gift that is an unfathomable gift. It is it is inestimable in value. It is to free someone from slavery. And yet, for $250, that's precisely what you can do. These are real people. Joel Vanderspeck, the executive director of CSI here in the United States, was just telling us about Bach, who was 7 years old when he's torn from his parents. We read about this in books. This is happening today. Torn away from his parents. I mean, I tell you, Joel, it's unbelievable. You're telling me then that once you freed him, it took 10 days to walk only by night, because it's that scary, to take him to safety. He gets to safety. He gets to go to school. He's excited to go to school. He gets to go to church. He gets to reclaim his name. We all remember Kunta Kinte. I mean, the fact that somebody takes your name from you when they enslave you. And I'm reading here that his dream now is he wants to become a police officer in the South Sudan. I could just cry thinking about this little boy. It's amazing.
It was beautiful, Eric, because we have to have security when we go into that area. And there was a police officer with us, and he gave Bach his police cap just as a sign of hope for Bach for the future, that he would join the ranks of a South Sudanese police officer, South Sudan being the newest country in the world.
I mean, it is amazing. Now, we have to be clear that the money, $250, doesn't just free the slave. What happens, as you said, is you do this transaction with these slave owners, that they get a vaccine for their cow. And once you're able to get this person into safety, you can help them. You can set them up with ways to get by, with all kinds of things that they wouldn't. You don't just say you're free, go. You set them up,
right,
and you give them a whole kit and everything that's necessary. You surround them with a community and everything. But the most moving part to me was that Bach said that he was hoping that we, now this is the ultimate heartstring puller here, that he said he would be, his prayer is that we would help free his mom and dad from slavery so that they could all be reunited as a family back in South Sudan. I don't even know what to say. I get tears in my eyes. Like, I can't even believe this is real. The only good news is that we can all do something about it. But I just, you know, because we all think it's a happy ending, and yet he's free, but his parents are enslaved. It's It's unbelievable. How many people are still enslaved that you're trying to reach out to free?
The estimate is in the tens of thousands. We don't know exactly, Eric, but I can't go into that area. It's too dangerous. But those that come back tell us that every village that they walk past, they see the slaves. They're not allowed to talk to them because of the, you know, but it's estimated tens of thousands. We want to bring every one of them back home, Eric. We're not going to stop until that happens.
This is amazing. I just have to say, the horrible news is this is happening, but the great news is we can do something about it. Thanks to you and CSI, this is amazing. The opportunity, folks, it just isn't clearer. It can never be clearer. What a huge blessing to do this. Do this in the name of a relative and say, for Christmas, I did this in your name. I freed four slaves. I freed one slave. My brother and I pitched in, and we freed a slave in your name, Grandpa. The website is metaxastalk.com. You go to the top. There's a banner there. There's also a phone number. Folks, this is important. My friend Joel, thank you.
Thank you as well, Eric, and thank you again for being a voice for those that are enslaved. And because of this campaign, there will be freedom for many, and I just can't wait to meet them and share those reports with your listeners.
This is a privilege. Thank you.